You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
What's up? Oh, just leaving the house. Damn, we got lots of help, so stay outside. I gotta try to introduce all the players to Mr. Baylor. Yeah, you told me 9 o'clock, so I took some time, got some coffee, and making my way down there. Nice and slow. Hey, Tom. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm probably not going to need you. Sean is coming. I did not know that. I thought Sean had family matters he had to attend to, but he was able to squeeze it in. So I'm going to ask you to stand down. Okay. I thought I got to go to the bank anyways. Trying to make it over to Walmart. She asked me to do a couple things after the day was done. Well, it'll make Melissa happy too. She still can get to the fair. Who's your list today? We got climbing the tower. What is it? You, Sean, and Hagen? Is Paul giving you guys a hint? Yeah. All right. I'm running in. I'll be right back. Thanks again, though. Yeah, no problem. I didn't hear your dad coming out for besides Sean. I'll be here.
Sorry about that, Tom. I probably should have let him know I was on my way half an hour ago.
Oh, no, no big deal. Like I said, I was already driving, and Melissa asked me to get a couple things down in that area anyway.
Well, if things go smoothly and you time it right, meet us for lunch or brunch at the cafe or diner or whatever it is.
Yeah, no problem. Who's on the crew today?
John's the muscle and Wally and I. That's all I know of about him. Wally and I already know Joe, so really it's only introducing, you know, one extra person, so the least disruption.
Oh, 100% understandable. You don't want too many hands in the pot anyways.
Yeah, these things are kind of funky. All right, I'm here. I'm gonna park and figure out what's going on here.
Easy, KGO. Yeah, just text me when you guys are done and we'll meet up for lunch or something like that.
All right, man. Get you in a bit. Love you in a few.
Easy, KGO. W8VD, KCKGO.
KE8LAX, KE8LAX, NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO, QSY, the Mecca.
KE8LAX, KCKGO, how's it going, Dean?
Hey, Tom, that might have been me calling for Dean, just to see if he's going to make it or not. Looks like we might have enough help, so he might be able to stand down, but how's your morning so far?
Oh.
copy most of that. New Haven, not getting the best signal, so I'll cut you loose for now. NAWRO, have a good morning, Tom.
Well, how is this? I went over to home.
Yeah, how am I doing? I'm going to Richmond from New Haven. You're good now.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, no, I said Wally called me to begin. He had enough heat, plus was able to attend. So, don't want too many people in it. Too many hands in the pot.
NAWRO, yep, too many cooks in the kitchen is not what we want. Those three guys are in working on it, and I'm out in the lot as a gopher standing by. And our backup with Gene, I think we got too many backups, so. But I think we're going to be good. We'll see how it works out. Keep you posted.
Yeah, not a problem. If it's a line, then we'll go grab some vittles over there at the Coney Island. So, keep me posted.
You're connected to CMN Network.
By the way, I think you said the SWR is below 1, so that's great.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you're the gopher, and I'm, I'm Melissa's gopher today.
Copy that. NAWRO clear but listening.
Okay, if you kid you're working.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Tango Echo 8, Sierra Zulu Romeo, Jesse.
Connected to CMN Network.
NXCAF monitoring. NXCAF, what's going on, Tom?
Oh, I just got done watching Melissa's car, heading back home now. Check the gang out there, how the beta project's going.
Oh, they're doing that today, huh? Cool.
Yeah, I was originally going up there to give a helping hand, but Sean was able to take my place. Still working on it sounds like. I was just checking in with them. You cash in today?
No, I always take a day off. It's usually Sunday for that kind of stuff. Shit, what was I just thinking of? Hey, I'll come back to me in a minute. the only plans I got for today is headed up to the hospital about lunchtime. And I want to have Taco Bell for lunch, so I'm going to meet her up there.
Oh, Taco Bell, I haven't had that in ages. Oh, probably about a month or two. My daughter and I decided on Taco Bell. So.
Yeah, Anna really likes their
likes to get them once in a while. Oh, I remember what it was I was thinking of. Those guys get done, and I'm available, and I get the information. I can, they're putting it in up by the grill, right? So I can give them like a 13-mile range test from my house if they want.
Yeah, I'll be on the open spot. When I get home, I got to protest one of my bowel things for the VHS. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I need frequencies and all the other information to be able to help them out with that, too. But I can all wait until they're done putting it together and when it happens and stuff like that. Because Anna and I are planning lunch at about 12:30, and, you know, we don't know when they're going to be done, so.
Yeah, same here. Lolly's supposed to touch base with me when they're ready to go. But, it's progress.
Yes, it is. And we're going into basically uncharted territory with this, because if I remember right, he was doing it in 2-meter, and there's like two 2-meter DMR repeaters in the whole state, according to Repeater Book. I know it's not the most reliable source, but just going by what I see there, it's a fair bet there's not a whole lot of stuff in 2-meter for digital, so this is looking good.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a great data site, and then see how it goes from there. But definitely, I'm excited for it.
Same here. I'm looking forward to trying it out at some point. I should be able to hit it from my house. You know, it's only 13 miles line of sight. I should be able to do it. Hoping I can.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun. I said I got to get it programmed in my HD. That's the only way I'm going to hit it, aside from open spot. And that's how I got, you know, I got a mobile open spot, so get that all set up so I can either do it that way or through my HD, VHS. KJ.
And a question. Do you have all the information already to try to talk to it?
Yeah, I got to look at my archives. I think I got it in there. Wally and I have been doing some beta testing for the past month or so on it. You know, from the bench. So, yeah, I got it all sent out to you. Once they're ready to go.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you to do, is shoot me the information so I can stick it in a couple of my radios and we can start trying stuff out from a bit greater distance. NHCAF.
Oh, definitely. It is for the greater good. I guess it is going to be a beta site, so how it's all set up. So we'll see how it goes. You know, being up here in Memphis, I should be able to hit it down here, you know, where it's at, in the undisclosed location that we don't discuss.
Yeah, copy that. It's definitely going to be a huge benefit for you. I said, I'm just hoping to be able to get into it myself from here. I should. But, you know, we're going to find out. Because, you know, if this works, another one of those located in another good location, and we could probably get the whole county covered with, like, 2, maybe 3 of them, tops.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Tim, you out there listening? NAWRO-KKKGO. He's supposed to be the gopher today. So there's enough people over there. And I think he's supposed to be doing all the legwork for whatever they need so they don't stop the progress.
All right, that means he's probably not listening on the network right now, and those guys are doing everything simplex on HTs. which I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they might be working off of E-25, and I don't have one with me.
I don't have one, period, because those things are just out of my budget right now.
The only one I got is my mobile and my workman, and that's it. HGs are a little bit out of my price range right now.
Yeah, I hear that. That's why I'm pretty much done buying radios for now, and when I'm looking towards the future and things I want to do, I got to be very, very judicious about what I pick up and think about, you know, stuff that I want to do, because, you know, I got a ton of plans. I don't have a ton of cash.
Oh, neither do I. Just lucky that I get on, you know, get in deals here and there. I mean, I got Dakota's FTM-150, that's upstairs. You know, I got that on a deal. I got the XPR-4550 in my Explorer along with my Alinco, which is my first big purchase. Then I got my 310 DMR System Fusion in my work van, and my 5550 Motorola that I bought from Wally. So, and then I got what? I got this one here, the 6550 HD. Got this from Blue. And I'm working on getting a 7550 HT from Anthony. So I'm working on that as well. Of course, then I got all my other HTs.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, my next planned radio purchase is going to be an upgrade for my truck, because right now what's in there is a TYT. TH9800, that has no digital capabilities whatsoever. Its upside is that it does 6-meter and 10-meter. But there's no digital with it whatsoever. And I also need something with a remote head, because, you know, mounting space for an actual mobile unit up in the front of the cab is just like, it's just stupid tight. So basically, the only thing out there is, you know, the one Tim got, that CS800D. That is looking like what I will get for upgrading the mobile to the truck. And then I don't know what I'll do with the 9800 after that. I'll figure something out. And I have to wait on that one, because it's probably going to be next year before I have the spare cash to pick up one of those units.
Oh, I feel you. No, I got enough. I do need another DMR mobile. I have one, but my coworker uses it. So, he's got that, you know, he's got my TYT MD9600. And, you know, then I got, just like I said, just the HDs and stuff. So, I do have to get another mobile, see if I can find another 9600 for a good price. Okay, good job.
How much do those 9600s normally go for anyways? I don't even remember what they price out at.
About 250, I think. Between 250 and 300. They're good little radios. I like it. You know, I used that until I got my 4550. Then I got my 4550. And, you know, I bought that off of Wally, who bought it off of an estate sale. So, you know, my coworker had a little GMRS, one of the itty-bitty, you know, the little 3000 NEC2 or something like that, and then upgraded him to the 9600.
Yeah, that'll work. But if you like Alinco radios, you can look into the one that I'm using right now, and that's the DR-MD500T. I don't remember exactly what they're selling for off the top of my head, but I remember I was willing to pay the price to get two of them. And, you know, as you can hear, it's decent radio.
Well, that's the thing, is I got my DR735T, and when I bought it, I didn't think about putting the digital chip in it for an extra $100. So, kind of shot myself in the foot on that one.
Oops. Well, you know, you could always, you know, pick up a 500T and then turn around and sell that one. Someone will buy it. You know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's a good radio. I like it. You know, it's 50-50 for UHF and VHF. So, you know, it's not 50-35, it's 50-50. Which, one of the reasons why I bought it was that big display that I can actually see things. But then, I fell in love with my gauge too. And now, I love my gauge too.
Yeah, I can understand that. A lot of people hold the AC radios in high regard. Those are, unfortunately, also out of my price range.
Yeah, she cost me just under $5 for the 310. I couldn't find the 300D, which is what Dean has, K8LAX. So, couldn't find that one, so I ended up getting the 310D, which has piston fusion on it. And I like it. That's the one in my work van, I guess. And then the 150, which is the same one we have in the Go Kit. That's upstairs in my, you know, up in the spare room. That's connected to my antenna that's in the attic. That does not have piston fusion on it, but it is Mars mounted.
NACAF. Yeah, that's good. I like being able to get these things into the GMRS and other frequencies because it cuts down on how much hardware you have to buy. As long as you play by all the other rules, nobody's going to say nothing.
Connected to CMN Network.
WD8KLLP.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WDHKLL-KS8-DIC.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KS8-DIC, clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
WDIG Waterford.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K8PR, WATIJ.
APR, Ohio. Yes, sir, you got good signal. KDBD, SCDON, and AWU.
Loud and clear. Good time.
KAJDB, KEADON, will you be able to take net control today?
Will do. Not a problem. KAJDB.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, sir. And I think I have it next week.
This is KAJDB for the Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. We're taking free net check-ins here. If you are wishing to check in to the free net for the Michigan Air PSC Net, please call now.
is KJBD from the Michigan ARPSC net taking pre-net check-in. K1 wishing to check in the Michigan ARPSC net. Please call now. KJBD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan
UHF Hub.
Taking pre-net check-ins for the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
Control, this is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, Cliff in Macomb County, in and out.
This is KGBB, net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. Taking pre-net check-ins. Any station wishing to check in to the Michigan RC net, please call now.
This is WDA Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic. You have a good signal over here in Kalamazoo. Over.
WDA-D. Yep, got you checked in. Great signal here too. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch you later on when the net actually starts. KJBD, looking for login. Net, at check-in. Sorry about that.
Net control, this is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, Cliff, Macomb County, in and out.
Okay, NACAF, are you, NACAF, are you copying me?
Yes, I am, Net Control. You are loud and clear.
Sir, you got
check you the first time, log you in is in and out. Thanks for checking in. Al Coppin.
Clean copy at this end, sir. Back to you.
Good deal. Thanks for checking in. Check in next week. This is KJDD. If you want wishing to check in for the Michigan ARPSC Net Pre-Net, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8 Bravo, Mike Bravo.
I have a Kilo Delta 8 Bravo, Mike Bravo. Next station, please.
Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango, Quebec Zulu.
WB8TQZ coming in loud and clear, sir. Next station, please.
UHF Hub. Timer.
ISKJDD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any stations we just check in, please call now. Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa, Chris, up in Ogama County. Hello, Jim.
WHCOP,
good hearing, Chris. That's you checked in. Next station, please.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, loud clear. Over.
WV8. USA, got you checked in too. Next station, please.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, run in Saginaw County.
At control.
It was a double.
Okay, next station, please.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, got N8N01, next station, please. Okay,
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Control station to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Their alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232. Today we're on 7234. That's nice and clear. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available on VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you're also invited to check the
UHF Hub. Timer.
From me in the UP, along with Jim, Ray, and Max himself. Thanks again for the pizza on day one, Max. This morning, we're happy to get our new standalone DMR VHF repeater online in New Haven, thanks to our own AEC Wally W8 Victor Delta for his extensive work on that. We currently have 39 members on our roster. That's about it for Macomb, so I'll send it back to you, Jim. This is NAWRO for Macomb County.
Hi, NAWRO. Thanks for that. Yeah, DMR is really good. Mark Breckenridge, NDAW, and
and AWV have gotten up the WVA EOC with an additional R5 Oxcom channel up here. I got to get programmed in, but it's good to see DMR sort of propagate out. Thanks again for checking in, sir. That's the NHCA up within and out, so let's move to WVA-AXD, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is WD8AXV. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, little town of Vicksburg. I tuned across 80 meters and noise level high and no signal third, so I came up to 40 and a few more signals popped out, and then I found you here loud and clear, so thanks, Jim. So I tried to recruit a few people to join the net by sending out some texts, and I don't know, I think I got one. I know that NHNLR checked in, so he'll be coming up, and KB9IAR didn't quite get to you, Don, but good to hear you on the air. KV9IAR, he's also coming up for a check-in. So, not much for ham radio this past week. I've been dealing with some very strange medical maladies lately, and they've been keeping me out of the radio room. But today I was bound and determined to be here, as I have missed the last few weeks. So, thanks for running the net. Good to hear everybody on 40 meters, and I will say 73 and take it back to net control. KJBD from WD8AXB, over.
WD8AXB is KJBD. Well, we wish you all the best there and hope to get back to whatever normal is. I don't know about you, but normal for me. That's who you are.
Your comments, sir. Sorry, I got distracted. I don't have a whole lot for the net, so what we're working on the voice call, so yeah, I'm here. And if somebody's trying to check in on the net on VHF or UHF, the repeaters don't drop, so you're not going to get the repeater to drop till the net's over. It'll stay up till the net's over, but feel free to check in if you would like to check in the HF. That is perfectly legal. Back to net control. KBSWR.
Okay, KBSWR, we got you checked in. Let's move next to KDA, November Papa Victor. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I don't know if you can hear me or not. He's out in Kalamazoo County. First time check in on this net. Just wanted to check in. It's a holy story here. KDA-MTV, that's me.
Okay, KDA-MTV, thanks for checking in, sir. We're here every Sunday night, so check in anytime you want. Got any comments? We'd be glad to hear them. This is KDD, net control. Anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Okay, I haven't heard anything except stuff bleeding in. Are there any relays? Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD. Thanks everyone for checking in to Michigan ARPSC net. We certainly appreciate that. And we're going to spin the net at 1726. This is KJBD net control. Thanks all.
Thank you guys, thank you NAWU, and have a good day. NAWU,
thanks.
Hey. Thanks, guys. We'll try to do this again next week. 8OBU, 73 all.
WDHKLL.
Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Juliet Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.